And I pray glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we can ask for or even imagine. Amen. It gets to me every Palm Sunday to hear the reading of the narrative from Scripture about the suffering and death of Jesus. It gets to me, especially to hear. Then Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. It really gets to me because that is the major issue of the coronavirus, not being able to breathe anymore. Doctors all over our country are desperate for ventilators. The coronavirus affects the lungs. So to hear Jesus breathe his last unites me with our brothers and sisters who are breathing their last. Breathing their last without family members and friends allowed to be present. Breathing their last surrounded by doctors and nurses wearing protective clothing and masks. We are being asked to wear face masks so we don't breathe in the virus or exhale and shed the virus. And we cannot be at church today because we have to practice social distancing for the sake of our lives. Yet, that is also why we are united this Palm Sunday in a new way. It is one thing to hear the Passion reading of the suffering and death of Jesus. It is now a more felt experience to know that suffering and death has affected the entire world. We are united by suffering with others, whether physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Suffering from isolation and separation, suffering from fear. And we are especially united through the very breath of Jesus, who loved us more than we love ourselves, whose radical love cost him his life. We are united hearing the first gospel reading of Jesus entering Jerusalem. It moved my heart with memory moments as we sang again, all glory, laud, and honor. Each Palm Sunday we have gathered outside our church, then processed in carrying palms, singing and feeling the presence and power of one another. But this year, we stare at a screen. This year, together yet apart. This year, Lent and now Holy Week will be so different. It seemed with everything normal gone, I asked myself, how could I experience Palm Sunday in a different way? So I asked a neighbor if I could cut some of their palm branches and hung them on my front door. I might not be at church today, and neither are you, but I needed to see palms. As I was typing this sermon, someone texted a photo of their palm branches on their front door. Another parishioner emailed me a photo of hers. Each time I saw these photos of palm branches on front doors, I actually became a little teary because our feelings are stretched right now. The smallest thing can have a big impact on another. And then I thought of those who do not have front doors. our homeless brothers and sisters. So we are united at many levels in this coronavirus season. Our very breath can be a carrier, as well as the very way we offer words of hope. When Jesus breathed his last, the breath of God did not disappear. The last breath of Jesus on the cross was transformed. Many will breathe their last today. But the last breath of Jesus led to a transformation of death. Many will be transformed this day into an eternal life. So yes, it gets to me to hear that sentence in the Passion narrative. Then Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Let it all get to you, all that surrounds you, and appreciate the very breath of life that you have. May your breath be offered as a prayer for those who will breathe their last. The last breath of Jesus did not disappear. It was transformed. Let yourself be transformed by the suffering of this season. Breathe and meditate. Breathe and pray. Breathe in strength. Breathe in peace. Breathe in endurance. And breathe out hope and love. Breathe and remember. Breathe and remember. Amen.